Thanks for spending some time with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, and today we're talking about options available for funerals, cremations, and burials. And with us, a couple of guests to start the show. James Olson is director of Olson Funeral Home and Cremation Service in Sheboygan, also past president of the Wisconsin Funeral Directors Association. Jimmy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me today.
With us as well, Shedden Farley, who is director of the Farley Center in Verona. Shed coordinates the Natural Path Sanctuary Burial Grounds. And Shed, welcome to you as well. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be here, Larry.
Well, as we talk with them, just first to mention, coming at 11:30, we'll learn more about a state program offering assistance for funeral and cremation costs. But first, did you maybe recently lose someone close to you? Maybe you're planning a service for them. Love to have you join in. The number to call is 800-642-1234, or you can send an email to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Jimmy, start with you for a few questions. What are the first steps someone should take when a loved one dies and they want to have a funeral for them?
Absolutely. So first of all, we'd hope that you'd have talked about this ahead of time. That's what's most important, is pre-planning. Planning ahead. The time of death is not the time to be making these decisions. So hopefully you've talked about it and you've had that conversation with your loved ones. If you haven't, then we're going to ask that you would call your funeral home, perhaps maybe even call around. I know it seems like an uncomfortable thing to do but shop at that time, but it's also extremely important that you find someone that you connect with and someone who you feel comfortable with. Also, many times your clergy members, other families or friends who may have experienced the death, those are great people to reach out to, great resources.
Yeah. What does a funeral director do?
Oh, there's so much we do that behind the scenes that people don't notice. So obviously we work with families during the time of death, but in that process, there's so many things. There's paperwork, certificates, all of the logistical things that have to be made. Phone calls to church and calling cemeteries and setting up times, getting products and merchandise and things that families need so that we can provide the services that the families are asking for. And then ultimately, aftercare, we follow through with families, making sure they're doing okay. Do they need any extra resources? So it's not just about the physicalness, maybe embalming or selling caskets. There's a whole background to what funeral directors do to serve those families.
And in terms of cost, what there certainly is a big range in costs, but where do they range?
Sure. Right now, according to the National Funeral Directors Association, the average cost of a funeral, not counting all the cemetery expenses, and I'll kind of explain that, is about $7,845. The reason we don't count the cemetery, some people already have cemetery space purchased. Some need to get that. Some might choose cremation as an ultimate final disposition following a service, and they might not need a cemetery. So, and again, cremation placement in a cemetery can be less expensive than traditional burial expenses. So it's such a wide range, it's hard to come up with an average across the board.
I've been to funerals that were held at the funeral home. There are other options, though, certainly. Church would be one, I would guess.
Absolutely. And again, we're seeing less and less church people. People aren't going to church like they used to. So we're finding we're planning celebrations and funeral services at other places, whether it be at the yacht club or maybe your favorite golf course, if dad was a golfer. So we try to give families as many options as we can to help them kind of personalize this whole experience.
Shed, let me turn to you. And you are involved with green or natural burials. Tell us what those are.
So a green burial basically means you're not getting everything that comes with a conventional cemetery. If you know anything about, for instance, Jewish burials, you'd know that their tradition is no embalming, just like ours. And there are several other religions. Muslim faith is also one of those that require the no embalming part. So I mentioned that first because so many times I get people telling me it's the law, you have to be embalmed, and it is not. and every cemetery allows you to be buried without being embalmed. So we require that you're not embalmed, and that means that we're so lucky, I have to say, that there are funeral homes, and every funeral home in this area and probably near Milwaukee and Sheboygan have heard about the green burials and are absolutely interested in them. So our primary difference is the lack of chemicals and the lack of non-biodegradable things that are interred with the body. Most of our burials are done with shrouds rather than caskets. And a shroud is just any biodegradable fabric that can be wrapped around the body. Then the other important thing to know is the depth of the graves we dig. We have to obey every law, regulation, statute that every other cemetery does. And we're lucky in Wisconsin that we get to practice the best techniques of green burials without bending over backwards. So our graves are dug to 3 feet deep on average, sometimes a little deeper, but always 3 feet. It's that layer of soil that the most microbial action is going on to further enhance the recomposition of the body. Also, at the Farley Center anyway, and at the Naturopath Sanctuary, the burial grounds are completely natural woods. I'm not saying completely native, because we fight our invasives just like anybody else. But being an environmental organization overall, our basic concept is to keep valuable resources and chemicals and other things to be buried in the ground. So, and short and sweet version, there's a lot of detail in
that. Yeah, I'm sure. Are services held typically for the green burials?
So, sure. Size of attendees at a burial might vary from 2 to 125. We're situated on the Farley Center owns all the land. We're situated on about 130 acres. We have lots of room. We have lawn space, and some families do choose to have a very casual and fairly non-structured. They structure it themselves, just a gathering out here. Sometimes at the grave, if it's a lot of people, they'll choose to do it in a lawn at the same time as we will, either before or after being conducting the burial itself.
And so in your circumstances, the body is covered in a shroud and buried in the shroud, not in a casket?
So most of our burials are done in a shroud, not a casket, but we do allow caskets. I'm going to refer to Jewish tradition and what's available at funeral homes. Caskets that Jews choose to be buried in are all pine, no finish. So everything, including the casket that goes into the ground, has to be biodegradable. I have to make, there's a little caveat here. Surgically implanted devices and joints and such, we do not worry about, other than pacemakers, which are on the surface and easily removed. So titanium hips and knees and joints and stents and stunts and whatever else goes on inside.
Okay. Talking funerals today and the various services available with funerals with our two guests, Jimmy Olson, director of the Olson Funeral Home and Cremation Service in Sheboygan, and Shed Farley, a director of the Farley Center in Verona. He coordinates the Natural Path Sanctuary burial grounds. Questions or comments or maybe an experience to share, I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Several emails I wanted to get to. Bill sent us an email, and I'm just a second here. I'm not quite read the whole thing. I've got to move it around a bit. Oh, here we go. Bill called, couldn't stay with us. He's wondering if there are options for green burials in central Wisconsin. Jimmy, maybe we can start with you on that.
So we've been providing green and natural burials to the families I serve in Sheboygan since I bought the funeral home 23 years ago. Is it ideal to go to an actual natural cemetery or an organic cemetery? That would be ideal. But we've been providing these services to families all around. So you need to talk to your funeral director. So in Sheboygan, for example, we can go to any of our cemeteries without embalming. Okay, we use a biodegradable container. Maybe it's made out of seagrass or wicker. We even have caskets that we sell made out of wool that we've gotten from England. So there are options. The only requirement, though, for traditional cemeteries is traditionally the burial vault. That is the concrete box that the casket has to be placed into. But there are things we can do to get around that. We can poke holes and drill holes in the concrete box. So what we do in Sheboygan is we will take that concrete box, have our vault company actually drill holes into it. Then we place a layer of dirt on the bottom of the vault, which place the shrouded body or the body that is encased in the biodegradable container inside the vault. Then we fill the rest of the vault with dirt, place the cover on, and then lower that into the grave. So it's as green as we can possibly be. We are surrounding them with the earth, and there are holes in that vault to allow the natural elements to pass through, which help do break down the body naturally. So we're following the requirement of the cemetery, which is to keep the grave from collapsing. That's why we have burial vaults. Riding lawnmowers, backhoes, and other heavy equipment are used in traditional cemeteries. Obviously, at a natural burial ground, you're going to be using graves dug by hand or natural method. So as long as we fulfill the requirement, the cemeteries don't really care what's happening. And you'd be surprised how many people are not embalmed in traditional cemeteries.
Yeah, absolutely. A listener emailed in with a question, what can survivors do with money paid into a funeral trust 10 years ago that today seems like it might be too much since this person decided no embalming, no visitation, no coffin due to selecting cremation?
Sure. So again, funeral trusts are set up to just to kind of quickly explain what that is families set money aside to prepay. That money in the state of Wisconsin, we are 100% trusting state, meaning it doesn't get paid to the funeral home. It actually gets placed into a trust. The funeral home then becomes the beneficiary of the trust at the time of death, and then they have access to the money. So again, it's your money. We just have this X amount at the end of the day. You tell us what you'd like, and if whether grandma originally planned for a traditional embalming and steel casket in a vault, but now you want a natural burial or you want to be cremated, we simply figure out what the cost is today, and that money then gets refunded to the estate. Now, there are two, I'm going to be very careful when I say this, and WIFCAP will, I think your next program will be talking about this. If the person is not on Medicaid, and the state is not paying for their care, then that money goes back to their estate. Okay, if the state is paying for their care, then any leftover funds not used in a funeral trust then gets returned to the state of Wisconsin, in this case, under the estate recovery program. So again, families are allowed to still have their services. They can have their funeral lunches. They can pay for their flowers. Anything that's a true funeral expense can be paid for. Now, with that said, too, 10 years ago, when they set that money aside, the costs have gone up. Okay.
Sure.
Traditional burials, the cost of digging a grave has gone up. So we're not seeing a lot of money left over unless a family goes from a very traditional type service to a cremation, or if they're wish to do something like alkaline hydrolysis, we can do that in both Illinois and Minnesota. So there are other options, natural options, for families that we can still provide, even though it's not legal in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah. Shed, anything to add there?
A couple things about the vaults and stuff. The vault is a big part of it. That's a lot of natural resource going into the ground. But cemeteries for overall do require it. The original question, though, is about other green cemeteries. So there are hybrid cemeteries already available near Milwaukee, and I can never remember the names of them. There are also others that are happening in Minocqua that they've managed over the years to at least garner a section of an existing cemetery, and I believe it's Minocqua. It might be Viroqua. Yeah, it is. It's Viroqua. And there's another one going on in Amory right now. And I don't even know where Amory is, by the way. I'm not a native Wisconsinite.
Okay.
I can't pronounce half the names on the map. So,
okay.
But in Amory, a man has been going around and purchasing around the country, it sounds like, old and unused conventional cemeteries, and converting the remaining lots into green cemeteries. So there are definitely, I get 6, 7, 8 calls a year wanting to me to tell the people how to start a green cemetery. My big response is expect to be on the phone a lot. And it's not just green cemeteries, it's all cemeteries. So, yeah.
So, and you mentioned, Jimmy, hydrolysis, alkaline hydrolysis as a way of cremation, which is, the normal, when there's been cremation, it may involve fire. But this does not, explain what that is.
Sure. So alkaline hydrolysis, just by its nature, the words itself, hydro meaning water, and alkaline is a base. So it's typically potassium hydroxide is what we use for that. So if you understand the process of cremation, this is a big misconception that when I work with families, is they think we just put the body in the retort, that's the machine that cremates, and we turn that on, and all of a sudden there's just a pile of ashes inside of us. And that's not what happens at all. What happens is we use the fire to break the body down to the bones. And what is left inside that retort is just a skeleton. It's bones. The bones are very brittle because of the heat. We put them in a machine and pulverize them to powder. So what you get back is crushed bone. It's carbon, calcium, and phosphate, which is nothing illegal about that. That's why you can spread cremated remains. So what we do with alkaline hydrolysis is instead of using fire to break the body down to the bone, we use water under a little bit of pressure and a little bit of heat, about 350 degrees. And then the potassium hydroxide is the chemical used, the base, which helps accelerate that natural decomposition process down to about 3 hours. Okay, so what we're left at the end, once we open up the machine, is we're left with the skeleton again. The neat thing about alkaline hydrolysis is that you actually get about 30% more of your loved one because it's not incinerated. If we were to turn a traditional crematory retort on and let it run for 24 hours a day, there would be nothing left. You would 100% incinerate you. So the neat thing about it is you actually get more of your loved one back with alkaline hydrolysis than you do with traditional cremation. Now, unfortunately, this is not legal in the state of Wisconsin right now. We did push for it last year. I helped write a bill. We did get it through the Senate with our Pat Teston, who was our senator that authored that bill, and it did get passed by the Senate. We did have an assembly author, Todd Novak, who was extremely helpful, but unfortunately, an organization here in Wisconsin, being the Catholic Church, did disapprove of it very highly and very vocally. And we never got that to actually move through in the state of Wisconsin.
But you still do it in other states.
Correct. It is legal in Minnesota and in Illinois. The only thing for families is we have to add a little bit of extra transportation. And then typically it's an extra permit because now we have to get a permit from the following state, the next state also. So it can be a little more expensive, But unfortunately, we can still offer it, but it can be more expensive because it's not legal here. Another downside to the whole thing of it not being legal in Wisconsin is my funeral home was built in 1892 in a residential neighborhood. I cannot physically put a retort in or a crematory. I'm in a residential neighborhood. I have no space for it. But I could put an alkaline hydrolysis machine in because it's about the size of a vehicle, a small car. It fits in my one-car garage. I could do this and provide this service for families in our area. But unfortunately, now my hands are tied until we can change the legislation in the state of Wisconsin.
And the cost on that, is it comparable to the other?
It is. When we go to Illinois and Minnesota, it is the same fee as a traditional cremation would be. Now, the machinery itself could be about the same or a little more than a traditional crematory, but there's zero maintenance on it. With a traditional crematory, they have to be relined every few years, and that costs thousands and thousands of dollars, plus the natural gas resources that we're using, burning it. We are putting emissions out. There are mercury things and other emissions that are put out. That with alkaline hydrolysis doesn't happen. Everything is encapsulated. So we don't see the issue other than the Catholic Church having a little bit of a problem with the corpus or the body.
Molly in Blanchardville emailed, what happens to the human remains after they're used by a medical college or forensic science study?
Yeah. So in the state of Wisconsin, most medical colleges will ask you that question ahead of time, and they are returned to the family. You usually have a 1 or a 2 year commitment to the process, and whatever is left, then they would cremate and return to the family. Some families don't want it back, so medical schools are cremating them. The medical schools also would like to see alkaline hydrolysis in the state of Wisconsin because same thing, they do have to cremate or break the bodies down afterwards. So they're on board with it. So are the medical examiners for the state of Wisconsin, the DNR. We've worked with all these groups so far. So the only one that doesn't seem to like it is the Catholic Church. So again, medical schools will cremate and give back if you wish, or they will just simply cremate them.
Well, run out of time, and there's a lot more. We'll post your websites up on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. And I know there's information from both of you on both of the services. And I want to thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Shed. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Larry. Nice to meet you, Jimmy.
You too.
Jimmy Olson's director of the Olson Funeral Home and Cremation Service in Sheboygan, past president of the Wisconsin Funeral Directors Association. Shed Farley is director of the Farley Center in Verona. He coordinates the Natural Path Sanctuary Burial Grounds. Well, coming up, we're going to spend about 15 minutes talking about a state program that helps pay for funeral, cemetery, and crematory expenses. Jimmy mentioned it. And we'll get into a bit more detail with our guest, Jennifer McKenzie. Coming up next, I'm Larry Mueller. There's a state program that can help pay for funeral, cemetery, and crematory expenses. Larry Mueller here. Glad to have you along on the Ideas Network, by the way. We're talking about the Wisconsin Funeral and Cemetery AIDS Program, and it provides crucial aid for some families after the loss of a loved one. And our next guest is Jennifer McKenzie. She is the director of the Wisconsin Department of Health Services Bureau of Operations Management in the Division of Medicaid Services. It oversees the Wisconsin Funeral and Cemetery AIDS Program. Coming up at 11:45, we'll talk about living with grief after you lose someone close to you. But first, what are your questions about receiving financial help for a funeral or a cremation? Maybe you've been on the receiving end of that. Maybe you have questions about it. I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could send an email, and the email address, ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Jennifer McKenzie, welcome. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, what kind of assistance does the Wisconsin Funeral and Cemetery AIDS Program provide?
Well, the Wisconsin Funeral and Cemetery AIDS Program, which we refer to in our agency as the WIFCAP program, is a voluntary assistance program for service providers. When I say service providers, I'm talking about funeral homes, cemeteries, and crematoriums. And the program is used to help to assist decedents that are unable to pay for their funeral or cemetery costs.
Okay. So how's that program funded? Is it tax dollars?
It is. It's 100% funded through the General Purpose Fund.
And why was it established? I imagine it was established because there was a need for it.
Right. So it was established, and when we're thinking about this, we are making the payments to the providers. So this is really an assistance program for the providers that are providing services to these families that do not have the funds to provide for their own services. So the reimbursements that we make and the payments that we make are made directly to the funeral home, the cemetery, or the crematorium.
And it was established really then to help those who are financially unable to help out.
Right. So in order to be eligible for the WIFCAP program, the decedent has to be eligible for certain types of Medicaid at the time of their death. So when someone passes on, normally the family will reach out to a funeral home, and the funeral home will contact my agency, my staff, and they'll say, we are looking to see if this person may be eligible for the WIFCAP program. The team looks it up, and then they can let them know that, yes, they may potentially be eligible or they may not be potentially eligible. We don't make eligibility calls or we don't make determinations over the phone, but we can let them know that this person is potentially eligible, so they go ahead and proceed with making that application.
And what about the rules for cemetery and crematory services?
Sure. So the big thing is that it is based off of certain dollar amounts. So for a funeral home, the overall total cost of the funeral home's billing cannot exceed $4,500. So that's when the funeral home provides a final statement of good services, cash advances, things like that. That bill cannot exceed $4,500. Assuming that the decedent is eligible for WIFCAP funds, then we will make a payment to the funeral home of $1,500. When we're looking at cemeteries and crematoriums, total overall cost cannot exceed $3,500. And then we would make the payment back to the funeral home or the crematorium for no more than $1,000.
Okay, so it doesn't cover the complete cost then?
So it depends on the funeral home. What we do see is many funeral homes have certain packages that they use for these types of programs that will cover the majority of the costs. So it just kind of depends on the funeral home. Funeral homes and cemeteries are not required to accept WIFCAP benefits in the state of Wisconsin, but we do certainly see many of them partnering with the population that is in need.
I was thinking about, unfortunately, my wife and I lost a child at after birth. But the child lived for a short time, but the funeral home, which they didn't even tell us until a little bit later in the planning process, said, you know, for infants, we cover all the costs. And actually, even including someone made the coffin for the little one, and that was, so I guess what I'm saying is, I'm listening to what you were saying that sometimes funeral homes will help. They certainly helped in my case.
Larry, I'm sorry to hear that, but you are right. We have a lot of funeral homes throughout the state of Wisconsin that do acts of kindness such as that, where they do cover the services, and we do see quite a bit of that within the partners that we have in the area.
Yeah. Now back to the program, the WFCAP program, Wisconsin Funeral and Cemetery AIDS Program. So what? Let's talk more about who's eligible for assistance.
So big thing to keep in mind is, first of all, that WFCAP is a payer of last resort. So all other possibilities of making payment towards your funeral, they should all be exhausted before the provider makes the application. So the provider is always going to be the ones that make the application. So the funeral home, the cemetery, or the crematorium. And the decedent is going to be probably someone who does not have the assets to pay for the funeral. And then when the provider makes the application on behalf of the decedent, it's a written application, and we do require that the funeral home or other provider fills that out. And then the family or executor also signs that paperwork to let them know that this application was made on their behalf. At this time, we do not allow families or executors to make those applications. All applications are done by the providers.
Well, it kind of makes sense to me too. Those family members are probably at the time. Not in much of a good position, maybe mentally, to be able to. Is there a lot of paperwork associated with it? Let me put it that way.
Sure. So it is an application. I think it's about 4 or 5 pages. The application is completed by the provider, like I said, the funeral home or the cemetery, and then they do send it in to our agency for processing. The team that we have processing has formed really good relationships with the provider. So if we receive it and perhaps there's something missing or something additional that we need, we do work with the providers directly to get that information sent in. So we're trying not to burden the family with those things. So the providers are usually a very good partner for us to get that information.
I don't know if there's, you probably keep some data on this, but does this occur, this whole process, Jennifer, does it occur on, well, how often does it occur? How many folks fall under this rubric?
Sure. So in 2022, for example, as I said, we usually start out with a phone call from the provider saying, could this person be eligible? So in 2022, we received about 8,000 calls for people asking, could this person potentially be eligible? Received just under 5,000 applications. And then of those applications, about 92% of them were approved for the benefit.
Okay, so that's a lot of people, or a lot of families, I guess I should say.
Yep, so probably about 4,500 approved applications.
Would there be, someone was wondering whether or not sort of a green burial might count or be possible?
To my knowledge, and I'm not certainly 100% familiar with it, but I believe that if they are a funeral home or a cemetery or a crematorium, they most likely could make the application.
Yeah,
and then
sense.
If the application was approved, it could be used towards those services.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm wondering, for a family that doesn't quite qualify for assistance from the program, are there other places they might go for help?
So in the state of Wisconsin, to my knowledge, the only county that has a set burial assistance program is Milwaukee County. However, I will say that many places throughout Wisconsin do offer different fundraisers, different ways to help pay for funerals and cemeteries. But for the WFCAP program, it is very specific of who is eligible for that.
Yeah, I would think so. And if people have questions about the Wisconsin Funeral and Cemetery AIDS Program, how do you get a hold of somebody? Or can you call? Or is it online? I'm sure there's probably a
site. Absolutely. So the phone number to call in would be 1-888-859-0611, and that is the phone number directly to the WIFCAP team that could answer questions. And we do have a webpage. Probably the best way to get to the webpage is just to Google either WIFCAP, WFCAP, or the Wisconsin Funeral and Cemetery AIDS Program. And it is one of the first things that will come up. And our handbook is located there, as well as a brochure and a little bit more information.
I'll make sure that Clara gets that up on our website as well. But just to repeat the number, it's 1-888-859-0611. You got that right?
Correct. That's right.
Or WIFCAP, WFCAP, WFCAP. Well, I think it's a great service that the state is providing, Jennifer, and I want to thank you so much for telling us about it and how we can get more information about it. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Jennifer McKenzie is the director of the Wisconsin Department of Health Services Bureau of Operations Management in the Division of Medicaid Services, which oversees WIFCAP. And it was really great to be able to talk with her. Coming up, we're going to take a look at grief and how to deal with a death in your own life. Probably most of us have had something. I certainly have. I'm sure you probably have as well. And I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say about it. And I'm also really looking forward to Janet McCord, Director of Thanatology, the program at Edgewood College in Madison. That next. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.